Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's Fred Hammond. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. It is 29 minutes before top of the hour. We're joined on the line by Pastor Mnanasi, as I mentioned earlier on. Moruti, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How are you doing, Fundisi, this afternoon?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I know you are good and you're revived, right? Because you guys are right in the middle of a revival. So you are revived.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely, Fundisi. What are we talking about this afternoon?
Today, we are talking about trusting God amidst your storm. Yeah, let me greet the listeners and everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, yeah, we are talking about trusting God in the midst of storm. That's what we're talking about. And we are going to read in the book of Job, chapter number 42. And we are going to take verse number one and verse two. Let me read it for everybody. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Amen. Now, as I read this portion of the scripture, it reminds me of the words of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew 6, verse number 25. He says, "Can any one of you add a single day or a single hour in his or her life?" So he was actually saying we shouldn't worry, because worry or stress, instead of adding days to our lives, it is only subtracting. Because worry leads to stress, and stress to depression, and depression can lead to death. Now, it means we must learn to have faith in our God. We must trust Him 100%. Hallelujah. Yes, we must trust Him 100%. Also, Paul emphasized this in the book of Philippians 6, 4, verse number 3. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, pray to God." Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, pray to God. In other words, we are taught to cast our burdens, our worries, our fears to God, because He is the God that cares. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, He is the God that cares for us. He loves us. He is our Father. And He is not blind, so He sees us. He sees what is going through, and He is not deaf. He hears us. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Now, going back to our opening verse, so it says, Job replied to the Lord and said, "I know that you can do all things." Hallelujah. Now, if you can notice there, it says, "I know." So Job knew the Lord. So what matters the most here, it is the knowledge of the Lord. You've got to know the Lord. You've got to have a relationship with Him. Hallelujah. It says, "I know that you can do all things." Nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
Nothing can be impossible with Him. Hallelujah. It says, "No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Glory to Jesus. Now, the word thwarted or thwart has got some synonyms. So it may be defeat, care, or hinder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this means no purpose of God in your life can be hindered. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. No purpose of God in your life can be hindered. So the man Job knew these things. He knew that God is the Lord Almighty. He is all-powerful. Nothing is too hard for Him. Hallelujah. As you might all know about the story of Job, he was very rich, he was a rich man. The Bible says he was blameless. He was upright. He feared God. Hallelujah. Now, an evil day came. Even though he was blameless, he was upright, he did everything right in the sight of God. But the Bible says, an evil day came. He lost everything he had. He lost everything. Hallelujah. He almost lost his life. Glory to Jesus. Even his wife advised him to curse God and die because the situation was worse. It was unbearable. He was very sick. Hallelujah. He lost everything. So it was normal for him in this time to doubt God or to be confused. Hallelujah. But as his wife was advising him to do away with God, Job, instead of taking the words from his wife, he trusted God. He remained with God. Hallelujah. He said to his wife, "You speak like a foolish woman." Hallelujah. He didn't say, "You are a fool," but "You speak like all other women who do not know God." Glory to Jesus. Because Job knew God. That was very powerful. It is still powerful even today, even to our lives now. To know God is victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. It is.
So Job trusted God in the midst of all the tribulation, the pain, the misery, rejection, the loss that he was going through. He trusted God. He remained faithful to God, even though it was very tough for him. It was unbearable. You lost everything. You've been believing God for all these years. In all these years, you trusted him. You boasted about him. You witnessed about him. Glory to Jesus. But all of a sudden, you lose everything. And people begin to laugh sometimes, saying, "Where is your God?" But like Job, even if we go through some things like those, we need to remain faithful to our God, to our Father. Because what matters the most, like I said before, it is the knowledge. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah.
Amen. Fundus, amen.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Yes. Yeah. What helped the man, Job, is the knowledge. Hallelujah. He knew God. He says, "I know that you can do all things.
Amen.
And your purpose for me can never be hindered." Glory to God. He says, "And your purpose, O Lord, for me can never be hindered." So, you know, when we are born, when we are created, God has got purpose for each and every one of us. But though God has got a purpose for us, the enemy will always fight. Hallelujah. He will never just let us go like that. He will always fight. But we need to know that our God is on our side.
Amen.
With him, all things are possible. Whatever we go through, but as I always say when I'm ministering, victory is guaranteed to every child of God. We might go through a lot of things, a lot of stuff, but victory is a sure thing for us. Mm. Hallelujah.
And Mfundisi, I suppose it helps as a child of God when you find yourself in such predicaments and going through a storm of some sort, being assured of what you're saying, that you know what, this storm will end. I think that helps you during the process.
It will end. We just need to endure, persevere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the end of the day, we will overcome, we will conquer, because we know that our God is on our side and he's very faithful. No one is like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says he is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he promises us, it is true and it will come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I don't know who am I talking to, but surely someone is listening, maybe going through some stuff, some problems, you know, some challenges, but we know that our God is faithful. If he did it for the man, Job, he can do it for you today. He can do it for us today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
God can certainly do it. For you and I as well. And Murutu, what should I, as a child of God, be doing in that waiting period? Whilst you're going through that situation, sometimes people tend to idle, or we tend to idle. But I suppose that's not what we should be doing at that very point in time.
You know, the word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall never be disappointed.
Amen.
So whatever is going through, because like in the book of Matthew, Jesus said, with stressing, we will not add anything or any day or any hour in our life. So that means we need to cast our burdens unto him. We need to rely and lean on his promises. Because if we try to do it on our own, by our own limited power, surely we will not make it. We will be defeated. So we just need to believe in him, believe in his promises, and learn to pray and trust God, waiting upon him. That's what we need to do. Just like in the case of the man Abraham. So Abraham, his case was difficult. They were trusting God for children, but it was like they were very old. But God said, I will bless you. So it was unbelievable. You couldn't believe that at his age, but he kept on believing. Amen.
Amen, Murudi. God really works in mysterious ways. You know, we always, I think that the challenge is that we limit God to our thinking, you know, and our way of doing things in the world. But, you know, it's just not like that at all. It is not like that at all. Murudi, we'll take a bit of a breather, make our way back and continue with our discussion right here on Heart to Heart. It is Heart to Heart on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. That's where we are. Alternatively, www.radiopulpit.co.za. You can simply download our app pretty easy and you can listen to Radio Pulpit wherever you are. You know, you carry it in your pocket, on your phone, on your laptop, or anywhere else for that matter. Download our app and ensure that you are easily able to listen to Radio Pulpit. Alternatively, channel 882 on DSTV Audio Bouquet. And that's where you can easily access Radio Pulpit as well.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805. Or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Heart to Heart from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Thursday and Friday with Mpopudini.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's Dumelo. Something about the name. Something about the name. It's 10 minutes more. Make that 11 minutes before top of the hour. Before 1 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit with myself, Mpo Putini. Yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while. I got my colleague to, to reorientate me, right? There is reorientate, right? Yes. I had a reorientation of some sort. Because it's been some time. Yeah, I've just been at home relaxing. In any case, we are joined on the line by Umfundisi this afternoon, Pastor Mnanasi, and really talking about trusting God, you know, amidst your storm. Trusting God amidst your storm, something very, very important, Umfundisi. And you're saying during that time it's important to really continuously pray, you know, and more than anything else, understand that this is a period, it's a season, it will pass.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Oh, you need oh. Amen. Oh, amen, indeed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, shall I continue now?
Yes, please, Maruti.
All right. Oh, yes. As we were saying, trust God in the midst of your storm. Now, we can see that this man, Job, trusted God because he knew him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He
Amen.
Knew God.
Amen.
So when you know God, I said, it's like a victory. When you know God, you are victorious. Hallelujah. So I like his attitude because it is like he knew the verse that is in the book of Psalms where David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Hallelujah. So you can see that this man trusted God. So his boldness that I will fear no evil, he trusted God so much. He knew him. Hallelujah. You know his power. You know his might. That is why he said, I will fear no evil. Now, you need to understand that if you are in God, nothing is able to hinder you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing will hinder the purpose and the plan of God about your life. Hallelujah. It is now time for you to wipe out those tears, shake off that misery. Hallelujah. And lean on Him. Hallelujah. Lean on His might. Glory to God. He will carry you. He will carry you. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty God. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. Above all, He loves you. Glory to Jesus. Now, I want to read the last verse, then we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter number 16, verse number 5. He says, then you will look up, you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb as, and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. So just trust God in this time, in this season. Whatever you're going through, I'm saying to you, glory to God. Nothing will hinder the purpose and the plan of God about your life. Now, I want to pray with everyone who is now listening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to pray. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Father, no one is like you. Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are our Father. You never leave us nor forsake us. You are forever with us. Moya oingwele, awuzeli awulali. You are all powerful, mighty God. Siyakwethemba nanamhla Nkosi egameni lika Jesu waseNazaretha. Sithemba Nkosi amandla wakho. Sithemba ubukhulu bakho. Sithemba Nkosi izwi lakho. Sithemba babona amandla wonke wena uqobo lakho. In your promises for their yes and amen. Babe egameni lika Jesu Kristu, you are God, you never lie. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you because you are so faithful, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, revive hope in our hearts, in our souls once again. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, my God, in faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because you are so faithful. No one is like you. Thank you, Father, for loving us so dearly. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate the word. We appreciate this time as well. Siyabonga kakhulu. May the good Lord continue to bless you. How do we get a hold of you?
Oh, yes. I am on Facebook, Pastor Alfred Mnanase. And I'm also on Twitter again. It's Pastor Alfred there. That's all, yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Muruti. Do enjoy. I know you guys are having a revival. Do enjoy
Amen.
You know, the revival and everything that comes with it. God bless you. Siyabulela mfundisi.
Amen. Thank you so much. Bye.
Lovely. Thank you, Murudi. It's 5 minutes before top of the hour, right here on Heart to Heart, right here on Radio Pulpit. A big thank you to Omfundisi. Thank you so much, Pastor Mnganase, for your time this afternoon. In case you missed it, Job 42 verses 1 and 2. That's where we are this afternoon. Job 42 verse 1 and 2. Trusting God amidst your storm. You know, really putting your trust in the Lord amidst, you know, the storms that we find ourselves in. It's important that we completely trust God. You know, we are just obedient to His word. You know, when the word of God talks about counted in all joy, you know what I mean? It means even in trials and tribulations, you know, you count it in all joy, because at the end of the day, we know all of these things will work together for our good, right? They will, good and bad, ultimately will work for our good. We draw lessons from these situations. We learn so much. There's so much that we take, right? Our characters are built during our storms. You know, our characters are built during the storms that we face. There's so much that we learn. There's so much that we unlearn as well, you know, so much that we unlearn as well. That is very important. So important. Thank you, Muruduaka. We really appreciate it. Oh, Pastor Mnganase, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you are also strengthened wherever you're listening to Radio Pulpit from. This afternoon, we've got news top of the hour. We've got a traffic update as well that is coming up right here on the show. And of course, we will be talking level up courtesy of Hlohlo, Lehlohonolo Moreng, right here on Heart to Heart. I really cannot wait, right? I could do with really a little bit of leveling up in my life right now, and I'm sure you can as well, because we always talk about wanting to grow in leaps and bounds in different aspects of our lives. And we are about to wrap up the year, and a lot of the times, I mean, it's November, right? It's the 4th of November. And we, a lot of the times during this time, October, November, December, when we wrap up the year, we tend to be very critical. You tend to look at what you've achieved, you know, that sort of thing. And sometimes we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. I mean, it's good to reflect. It's really good to reflect, to self-correct, as some parties would say. It's a good thing, right? It's a very good thing. But at the same time, I refuse to put unnecessary pressure on myself, and I feel like we shouldn't be doing that. You know, we shouldn't be doing that. It's important that we reflect. It's important that we do all of the above that I mentioned. But at the same time, you know, go a little easy on ourselves. You know, pat yourself at the back. You've done really well, you know. So that's also quite important. That's also very, very important.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.